which is material, vital, mental, supramental, cosmic, individual, transcendental. It's a comprehensive reality. So that is the theory of integralism. So we have materialism, vitalism, idealism, a cosmic spirit. It is also called illusionism. Illusionism or a theory of a cosmic spirit. And integralism. There is also a theory called nihilism, which says that there is really nothing. All these are creations which are temporary, and you can arrive at a state where no formation can take place, no bubbling of becoming. Reality is in the form of nihil. It does nothing, is emptiness, the theory of emptiness. In Sanskrit it is called the theory of shunya. Shunya means zero. That ultimate reality, if at all you want to call it a reality, is zero. Non-existence. Now there have been powerful, all these philosophies have been powerful philosophies throughout the history of the world. Some have held one view, some have held the other view, and there is a tremendous debate going on even till today. Therefore, Sri Aurobindo has taken into account the entire debate of all these major trends of thought. In due course, we shall have to deal with all of them. At present, I am not burdening your mind with each one of them. We shall gradually deal with each one of them. But immediately I shall burden your mind only with two or three small things. There is a philosophy in India which is very powerful, and that is the acosmic, the theory of illusionism. Although in India all these philosophies have been developed, today people believe that illusionism is the philosophy of India, which is not true. But it is certainly true that this philosophy has become very dominant during the last 1,000 years. For the last 1,000 years and little more, this philosophy has become very dominant in India. We say that the world is an illusion. That illusion is because of ignorance. That ignorance is inexplicable. How it came into existence, why it came into existence, is inexplicable. But somehow it is there. But even that is illusion. Even the existence of illusion is itself illusion. And when you cut out ignorance, for which means are available, then you will realize that only a cosmic spirit exists. A spirit in which there is complete silence, without any movement whatsoever, from where no movement is possible. Not only there is no movement, but in which no movement is possible even. Is even not even conceivable. Such a silence is obtained. This is the argument. It is blissful. It is conscious. It is blissful, it is conscious, and there is a real experience of being. no possibility of movement. In Sanskrit, it is described as Satchidananda. Satchidananda. Sat means being, Chit means consciousness, Ananda means bliss. This philosophy is attributed basically to Shankara, one of the greatest philosophers of India. His name was Shankara, Shankaracharya. He lived only for 32 years. At a young age he passed away. But during those 32 years, he wrote important works on philosophy and taught this philosophy, argued and vanquished his opponents philosophically in big debates, established four important seats of learning in the whole of India by traveling when there was no vehicle of the kind that we have got now, traveling by foot all over India, and established his philosophy that even today it is still regarded as a dominant philosophy of India. It is called the philosophy of illusionism, or is also called philosophy of Advaita. Advaita means philosophy of oneness. A one reality, a spiritual reality, in the realization of which the whole world seems to vanish as an illusion. This is the main substance. Later on when we shall deal with this philosophy, we shall speak about it at length. At present I am only giving you the just bare outline, or even less than an outline, but just the first words that could be spoken of this philosophy. Intellectually, this philosophy was argued so powerfully by him that all those with whom he discussed this philosophy were vanquished. That is how his philosophy became very dominant, and it has remained dominant for so many thousand, more than 1,000 years. Now this philosophy of Shankara had a background. What was that background? That background starts with Veda. Followed by Upanishads. Followed by Gita. Followed by Vedanta Sutra. There was, in the history of India, a great philosopher called Badrayana. In his time, he summarized Veda, Upanishad and the Gita and formulated this summary in the form of short aphorisms, short sentences. This is called Vedanta Sutra. Badrayana wrote this Vedanta Sutra. And Shankaracharya made a commentary on this Vedanta Sutra. He explained the sutra written by Badrayana. Therefore, Shankara's philosophy is also called Advaita Vedanta, or Vedanta Mayavada. Maya is the theory of illusion. Vedanta Mayavada. And in his book of commentary, he refuted all the other philosophies which were prevalent at that time. What were those philosophies which were prevalent in his time? The following. There was a philosophy of materialism in his time. There was a philosophy of Buddhism. There was a philosophy of Jainism. There was a philosophy of Nyaya, philosophy of Vaisheshika, philosophy of Sankhya, philosophy of Yoga, philosophy of Purva Mimamsa. These philosophies were at that time holding the field. There were different schools of thought. So Shankara refuted all of them and said that whatever truth is there in them is contained in his Vedanta. So he propounded Vedanta as the correct philosophy, denying the validity of all the other philosophies.
I was telling you about philosophy of Shankara. I told you that in his commentary on Brahma Sutra, he expounded his philosophy and he refuted all the rival philosophies which were existing at that time. Let me now tell you what he propounded positively for his own philosophy. There is one short sentence which summarizes his philosophy. Brahman alone is real. The world is a lie. In Sanskrit it is called Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. Brahma Satyam. Satyam means the truth. Real. Jagat, the world, Mithya is an illusion. Mithya. He pointed out that when you transcend your present way of living by a great spiritual effort, you become awakened, then you discover a complete stillness of consciousness, a complete silence. And there is nothing else than that silence. In that state of consciousness, what we call the world, which is the world of movement, activity, all hustle and bustle, it will be found to be an illusion. Actually, since that world will not be existing at all, you will not even need to pronounce it to be an illusion. It will not be there at all. So the question about whether it is real or unreal will not even arise. This experience, there will be only stillness, silence, complete motionlessness.